It's Tess Lucy with you till 12, and in the studio now I welcome two out of the five boogie monsters, Kelly and Nikki. Good morning, ladies.
Hello.
Hi.
And how are you today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Yes. Fantastic. Thank you for popping into this Susie studio and bringing Boogie Monster as well.
Yes, of course. He comes everywhere with us.
Of course. He's part of the band. You can't go anywhere without him. Sure. It is a him, isn't it?
It is a him.
Yes. It is a him, yes. I don't want to get that wrong. Now, I first came across you at Party for Patrick 2015. And I thought, wow, amazing. So I'm glad to, well, I'm Kelly, I know you anyway.
Yes.
But it's been great to meet you. And also I've been to Nutfield when you had one of your events as
yes.
well. But firstly, how did the Boogie Monsters, how did they come about?
Well, I have two small children. And when they were about 4 and 6, I wanted to take them to see a live band. And I didn't really want to take them to a pub mm-hmm. on a Friday night. So I couldn't find anywhere that I wanted to take them. So I set up my own band. I'm a musician. I've got lots of musician friends. And luckily, there were a few of them that wanted to do it with me. So, yeah, I wanted it to be something that grown-ups would enjoy as mm-hmm. well as children. So I wanted it to be rocky and be something that everybody wanted to get up and dance to.
I think we think there's a lot of perhaps not such high quality children's music yeah. out there, perhaps, that doesn't necessarily interest parents as well, and
yeah,
it wanted
yeah.
to make it a family event.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah, you've got the parents sitting there thinking, oh, goodness.
Yes. Yeah. And a lot of children's,
not for you.
A lot of children's music is quite cheaply made, and we were very keen for it to be to have that live element and to inspire children to watch real musicians playing mm-hmm. and maybe want to be musicians themselves. So,
or at least appreciate
yes.
the process and,
yeah.
and what it is.
Would you say there's much competition for children's entertainment?
There are a lot of children's entertainment businesses out there, but I think that we're quite unique. I don't think I know of any other bands, especially locally, that play specifically for children.
Mm-hmm.
So there are other businesses, but not the same as ours, definitely.
Mm. Yeah, it's quite, well, we think it's quite unique.
Yeah.
So you're available, and you don't just do events, you're also available for private hire, such as children's parties, etc. Now,
yeah.
for some people, they might be wanting to do a birthday party, but they might be on a budget.
Yes.
And to have the whole, all of the band, it works out quite expensive. How do you justify the cost?
Well, there are five of us in the whole band to start with, so if you wanted all five of us, obviously there are five people to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But we also use top-of-the-range professional equipment, which is worth thousands of pounds, mm-hmm. Which obviously needs to be maintained and stored and all of that. And also, we're all professional musicians. You know, we've trained all our lives to be where we are today, so what you're getting is quality. And you're also getting quite a bespoke service. We often learn new songs for a party,
yeah.
And we rehearse, so there's rehearsal time. So, yeah, and we did come up with some other alternatives, so you can have just the duo, or you can have three of us. We can do an acoustic thing to lower the cost a little bit, but
There are choices.
Yes.
And we do understand that it's a lot of money, but it is such a unique thing that, you know, a child will never forget. It's a birthday worth having. So and we do, like Kelly said, we do make it so it's bespoke as well. So it is for, you know, for your child and their loves of music, and
yeah, so they can choose a song, and we will learn new stuff as well. If someone's got a particular favourite,
yes,
we happily learn it for them. So,
so as well as being musicians, do you all have your own individual jobs?
Yes. I think all of us are in other bands as well.
Yeah,
for grown-ups, other function bands, play at weddings and parties and that kind of thing. And a couple of the bands also have 9-to-5 jobs as well. I work, I teach, I work with people with who are blind and have autism quite a lot during the week, as well as doing Boogie Monsters. So, yeah, we're all really busy.
Yeah, very busy. And I work in music. So I actually work in the opposite spectrum. I work in dance music.
Wow.
As a writer and performer.
So do you have any spare time at all?
Not really, no.
So something that was very exciting for you, there were the winners of the Best Children's Business. This was in the Surrey Muddy Stiletto Awards.
Yes.
How did that come about?
I'd been in touch with Amber, who runs Muddy Stilettos in Surrey, actually to ask if she would advertise one of our events on her blog and her website. And then I saw that she was running these awards. But originally, the award was for Best Children's Shop. Mm-hmm. And
we don't have a shop.
And she, when I asked her if she would advertise what we were doing, she was really interested and said, actually, I'm going to change the category so that it's Best Children's Business, because she really wanted us to enter, which was amazing. And then we ended up winning it. So, yeah.
Not fixed at all.
No,
I was joking.
It genuinely wasn't fixed, but it was amazing that she thought enough of our business that she actually changed the category title so that we could join in. And yeah, to win was just a massive bonus. And
yeah, it was great.
We were really grateful for all the support. People had to vote. And
yes.
Yeah, it was really good.
Mm. No, it was fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
So I first came across you at Party for Patrick, P4P 2015.
Mm.
Did you enjoy playing there?
Yeah, it's a great event. Mm. It's a fab event. We played in 2015. We also played in 2014 as well.
Wow.
Three of the band of Boogie Monsters are also in another band who had actually played for Patrick's birthday.
Right.
So we had a connection with the family. And we're more than happy to take part in their amazing festival. They raise so much money for local charities. I think they're wonderful.
Yeah, there's a nice atmosphere as well, isn't it? It's really family and fun, and everyone's knows the reason they're there as well. Mm-hmm. So it's nice.
Yes, I was along there this year and it was fantastic. Really enjoyed myself, and I'm looking forward to next year already.
They're brilliant. I think they're getting bigger and better every single year. So
yeah. What events have you got up and coming for the moment?
Well, this weekend we're going up to the Children's Trust in Tadworth to do. We're actually doing a free concert for them, for the children there. We've also got the 8th of October, we're going to be playing at the Harlequin. They've asked us to play for their 30th birthday. So we'll be there, I think it's 2 o'clock it starts. And the tickets for that are free, so if there are any left.
I understand they're limited. Website.
Yeah, I think it's been quite popular as well. But
I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
So how did that come about? It's the Harlequin's 30th birthday. I mean, did they contact you?
Yes, they did, yes.
It's actually an old, very old friend of mine, Beth, if you're out there. from years ago, contacted us. She's part of it. We did a bit of a deal with them.
Yeah, yes.
Good.
And also we're playing at the Belfry on the 15th of October as part of their 25th anniversary celebrations.
You're busy, busy, busy.
And then we're doing our own Halloween fancy dress event also at the Harlequin. That's going to be on the 26th of October.
I'm away that day.
We're going to do loads of spooky songs. We're going to be all dressed up and there's going to be a bit of mummy rapping.
I'm the victim.
Oh, I look forward to seeing the photos.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Fantastic.
And tickets are already on sale for aren't they? On our
sale.
Website.
Yes.
So what other plans have you got for the future? Where do you see the Boogie Monsters going?
Well, we've done a couple of festivals recently. We played at Parallel London at the Olympic Park at the beginning of this month, and yesterday we performed at Run Reigate in the Move Revolution kids zone. And we'd definitely like to do more festivals, I think, next year. Start looking at how we can get into those, because a lot of those now are quite kid friendly. Mm-hmm. And I think we'd be perfect for that. And we're also planning to record an album as well, which is really exciting. my brother, he plays the guitar in the band, and he's currently helping to build some studios in Hawley called The Hive. And when they're finished, we're hoping to do some recording there and have some stuff that people can buy.
Fantastic. So, we write our own stuff as well, which, yes, if you've been to one of our events, mm-hmm, we've played sometimes one of our tracks and we're writing more, so that's a fun angle as well. And,
yes,
and we just want to grow, really, don't we?
Yeah.
Like, sort of be able to get out there more, do more of our own events that might be sort of more of a bigger sort of vibe.
Mm.
I don't know, we want to get into books and
yeah,
we've got big boogie plans.
We've got I like that. Big, yes, boogie plans.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, you're busy. And anything planned for Christmas?
Yes, we will be doing a Christmas party. We've done one the past 2 years we've done them, and we've had, I think, Father Christmas has paid us a visit as well. She's been really exciting.
Yeah.
So, yes, there will definitely be something happening. I think it's going to be on the 11th of December. We're just finalising our venue.
Yes, yes.
But, yes, something will definitely be happening.
Of course.
If people want to follow us on Facebook, mm-hmm, and Twitter and things, and check our website, all the information is there, so...
Yeah, of course. Well, I know we're in September, but Christmas isn't that far away.
It isn't. It really isn't.
You do have to plan these things early.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, Nikki and Kelly, thank you very much for popping into the Susie studio. It's been lovely chatting to you and lovely to meet Boogie Monster himself.
Oh, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Nikki and Kelly from the Boogie Monsters. I'm Tess Lucy. This is Susie Radio.